If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cleared back out, and the bouncing ball goes into the open net, and Matt Bentz will get the goal. So from one goal crease to another, goaltender Matt Bentz scores for Buffalo on an empty net with 55.4 seconds remaining.
Saturday was a really fun day. That's Matt Bentz scoring a goalie goal for the Buffalo Bandits, who stop a two-game slide, officially clinch a home playoff game in the first round of the NLL playoffs, and remain in first place in the National Lacrosse League. I'm Derek Kramer, that's Zach Jones. John Gertler on that call for you, by the way, as this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The Bandits stop a slide. UB women cut down the nets. The Sabres beat Tampa.
I was going to say they keep winning.
No, I know, but like...
they keep winning.
But like...
it's Tampa.
It was a fun Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Good, yeah.
It was a fun Saturday. You beat Tampa, too. Like, yeah, Jonas Johansson started in net, but still...
Got it done.
You allowed only two goals to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Take that.
Final Four has been very exciting. We get the wrap up there tonight.
Final Four was on that Saturday as well. Saturday was a really good sports day. And for Buffalo, a successful one.
Mm-hmm. Very successful one.
I will say it's nice, though, knowing that you have different aspects to this. And it was nice that the Bandits got off the slide that they were on, because ever since they had a chance to officially clinch a home playoff game, they lost two straight by one goal each.
Yeah.
And three of their four losses this year have been one goal.
The only team in Buffalo that didn't have a good weekend was the Bisons, and it's because their games kept getting rained out.
Yeah.
Like, their games eventually got canceled.
So it's not even about being on
the field. They're the only ones.
It's not even about being on the field. It was the weather.
Yeah. Every game was like, it'll be a doubleheader. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
We'll have to punt that to later date.
Never. Never. I think the games are just outright canceled now.
Jeez.
Not great.
That's rough. That is rough.
But yeah. Overall, very good sports weekend for Buffalo.
I don't understand why baseball is now starting in, like, March.
That's...
it's kind of, like, mystifying to me because, like,
weather
up in northern cities, if you don't have a dome, you're not going to play.
Well, and
the Rockies played in snow over the weekend too.
Yes,
right.
They did.
That's right.
Like, there's a decent chance that you're not playing games to start the year.
Well, I guess that's my thing too. Like, I know baseball is always going to have the long season. I get it.
Yes, and you do have
games.
To pace
I
it out
it.
Proper. You're absolutely right.
But also, do we have to play 162 games? Do we have to? We could start middle of April.
Can reduce the games a little bit, snip it a little bit.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, because I'm all for October baseball. I think there is something truly
picturesque
about, like,
October baseball.
Yeah, when the playoffs are happening and the northern cities start to get a little colder.
It's called the Fall Classic.
Yes, it can stay. Season can start a little later. It starts a little later.
Do an even 100. Why 162?
Ready? 150.
I guess.
Because
that's an even number.
150.
Yeah.
You want a clean number? 150.
Yeah, and we get into April. and we're good.
It's still a lot of games.
But that's baseball. I don't want to ever have them go too close to NHL, NBA, where it's like,
yeah, you're cutting the season in almost half.
And to be fair, I also
62 games off the schedule. That's an aggressive ask. You start small. You go, hey, we're going to take a dozen here, and we're just going to make them go away. You guys will still play 150 games. And have legitimate shots at records.
There it is. That was the big thing for me. I don't want to take away record opportunities.
12
forever.
Is still asking for a lot for record opportunities.
Yes.
It's asking a lot. That said, the way that hitting has improved and the science and technology of the bats and swinging styles and techniques has improved, it kind of is like this great equalizer of sorts. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if you were to trim games off of this, say you trim off 8 games even, which gives you just an even more awkward number of 154.
Yep.
It still gives you something. You want to give people a fair shake on trying to break records still, especially in a sport where you're seeing other sports add games to their schedules,
yeah,
particularly the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think asking to cut a drastic amount of games, even 12 is like a heavy ask. But if you want to keep an even number, 150 sounds like a perfect amount. And you start in April.
That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Because it can be very frustrating to watch teams like Boston and the Yankees and you look at their stadiums and you're like, oh, there's no one there. It's because it's 45 degrees and it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's 45 degrees at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. What did you expect?
Like, no one's going
to
be there.
Welcome back to why I'm questioning how do they have this money to hand out to players. Because
don't ask the questions.
Because
there.
I'm seeing like
do not ask the questions.
I'm seeing like maybe 8,000 people on a Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
It's like, okay, how are you doing this? I don't know.
I have enjoyed watching baseball though. To start this year, I've really enjoyed it. Not just because the Angels are good. Like I'm pushing myself to stick with it.
Right.
Like, even if the Angels are out, stick with it and what have you. Like the NL West looks to be amazing. Forget about the Rockies. Whatever. No one cares.
The Rockies Giants, be like, okay.
Yeah, the Giants, the Padres, the Dodgers, all awesome. All awesome this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I can get there. Toronto gets the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. extension done. Still hasn't hit a homer yet. I mean, we're getting there with him. That contract might end up being a little
funny how 2 years works. Because Toronto was looking like they were going to set themselves up with that core that we watched mm-hmm. in Buffalo. And now it's like, make the pain end.
But there's some for me, like, I want
or
to like,
stick like
with baseball.
Or it was like their outright refusal to get pitching staff. Thanks, guys.
Well, that'll do it, too.
Thanks,
but
guys.
I want to stick with baseball. And partially, we mentioned in the first hour, too. I'm not the biggest NBA fan, but I typically watch the playoffs.
Right.
I can't say I'm going to this year. I can't say I really ultimately care all that much because I have become very jaded towards how it's covered. And it really has frustrated me to the point where I'm like, the league seemingly doesn't care that Oklahoma City and Cleveland are their two best teams record-wise in their conference. Yeah.
How it is covered is absolutely a travesty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I think the other part of it, though, is when you are allowing more teams to play postseason than the NHL does, that's bad. It's not good for your product.
You're not a fan of the play-in tournament.
No.
Okay.
Why should I watch a sub-500 team that is just not good? You're sub-500 for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have a chance to survive to become cannon fodder in the first round. Because that's what they're playing for.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing for the 8 seed.
Yeah.
And say an 8 seed who had to fight and claw and get their way into the playoffs. Say they have one bad day. And it's one bad day. It's not a series. It's a bad day. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we allowing mediocrity to thrive? That's the problem.
You could say the same thing in the NFL, too, with the addition of the 7 seed.
The 7 seed has done that. But also, oftentimes, the 7 seed is a winning record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
They often show that they don't belong, save for one time. Thank you, Dallas, for choking that one out. But the Mavericks are 38-41. 41. That officially tells me right now you are not a winning basketball club. Mm-hmm. Because you are, you have at minimum already lost half of your games. And teams 7 through 10, Minnesota with Anthony Edwards, as you talked about, you have one bad day, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the difference between the 8 and the 9 seed. 46-32 for the 7 and 8 seeds for the records. 38 wins for both the 9 seed and the 10 seed. And those two teams are going to be able to fight to survive? No, you have zero business being here.
Yeah.
Those teams are 8 wins away from a wild card. Officially.
But yet they're allowed to play in a tournament.
They're allowed to play
in the 7th and 8th team.
No, not even a tournament. They're allowed to play postseason basketball.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 7th seed and the 8th seed team get punished for it.
I
remember when this was coming around.
As a matter of fact, the 5 seed and the 6th seed are also the same record.
Yeah, so really everyone's... It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Denver is one drop-off, one quick little drop-off from being in danger of the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
We're allowing the Kings and the... Yeah. Mavericks to be here for what reason? The way basketball has gone is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. And ratings, like, again, it's mediocrity defined.
Well, yeah. Well, and especially, too, their TV contracts are set. No one cares. They're getting their money.
Yeah.
It's not like they're in danger. And I think that was a big thing brought up during the Four Nations and the All-Star Tournament where everyone's like, they don't care. They've got their TV contracts. They're good. They're fine. They're set. But you do wonder on a sport that seemingly, while never was going to touch the NFL, was clearly cementing it not that long ago, was clearly setting itself up to be the number two sport in America.
Now, ready?
It seemingly has completely lost it.
The Eastern Conference does often reward mediocrity with their 7 or 8 seed.
Sure.
And they have for years.
Sure.
And when I say years, I mean decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were times where like a floundering Pistons or Nets team.
Orlando, never forget.
Would flounder their way into an 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it's the same thing. I've got the Magic at 40 losses. Atlanta at 41 losses. And then your 9 and 10 are still 2 games behind that.
Yeah, they're essentially all the same club, though.
Those are all the same club.
Mm-hmm.
So the East does oftentimes let mediocrity thrive. But the West typically does not.
No.
The West is oftentimes, historically, deeper. And we're letting the Kings and Mavericks play basketball in the postseason because they wanted to keep the ratings around after doing this as a COVID thing at first. The NHL didn't keep it. Why did you?
It is interesting to see where
I'll tell you why.
Going.
It's because LA was there at one point.
Yeah. They were really bad.
They were really bad.
Then they got good.
LA with LeBron was there
mm-hmm.
a couple years back.
Yep.
There was no way you're getting rid of it now. We need to protect our Bron.
But like even stuff they do in season, the in-season tournament, who cares?
Who cares?
Like, what is that?
It was supposed to be something that you could give a little bit more of, like, okay, maybe there's a way to try to bring some excitement to early season basketball.
But funny enough, like we just talked about baseball going down from 162 games to 150. Basketball and the NHL, I can maybe argue the same thing of like 82 to like 70, 72. But NHL, those players constantly are playing.
Yes.
They're not sitting. I'm not hearing all the time about, well, you know.
Load management.
Load management. We got to make sure. NBA, it's not that at all. NBA, the regular season is such a waste of time.
Yes.
For everybody. Where the NHL, people cared because of the All-Star break, which ultimately ended up being the Four Nations, but people care because of the record chases and such. Where it seems like we brought up in the first hour, the NBA, no one cared.
The way it's
no
covered.
No one cared.
I think it's the way it's covered. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You've hammered it there. It's kind of embarrassing.
To the point now where, as you mentioned, if it's not Boston and LA, you're going to have somebody on ESPN bitching and moaning because how dare Cleveland
or
decide
the
that they're going to be good.
The Knicks.
Or the Knicks. How dare they decide that they're going to also try to be good? It's just it's such a weird sport now with how it's covered and how
there's no torch passing.
There's none of it.
That has more to do with ESPN than anything.
Sure.
Because TNT, they try to actually do a good job with that. And oh, by the way, you're losing that show.
Yeah, the one positive thing that
the one
like
positive
everyone
thing
agrees
that NBA
on.
Coverage is the one that's being bought out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here until 12 o'clock as we get you over to Sabres Live in just about 15 minutes. You're listening to WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.